This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with this. The former San Bernardino County Deputy District Attorney, who was placed on leave this past summer after a series of racist, sexist social media posts sparked widespread outrage, well, he's finally resigned.
This was a long time coming. In fact, I wondered, this man, Michael Sellium, was placed on leave in July. It's now January, and we're just hearing that he resigned effective January 2nd. The DA at the time, Michael Ramos, said that he was going to review all of the cases that Sellium had prosecuted for any signs that he was motivated by prejudice.
Okay, Cassie, before this investigation even started, just to refresh us, what were some of the things that outraged so many people that this deputy district attorney had posted on social media?
Well, certainly the thing I found most egregious was he talked about Congresswoman Maxine Waters as a loudmouthed C-word and said he couldn't believe that nobody had shot this B-word by now. To me, it sounds like inciting violence against a member of Congress. He also posted a very rude, hateful post about former First Lady Michelle Obama, so it seems black women were definitely in his sights. He also made a very offensive post about people of Mexican descent. And he claimed that someone who was shot by police deserved what he got. And all of these things sparked outrage nationwide when they became public. And in fact, civil rights leaders from across the country, including Reverend Jesse Jackson, came to San Bernardino to demand that Sellium be fired.
With all of that, and it's now 6 months later, why did it take so long for this outcome? Why did it take so long for this deputy DA to leave?
Well, I think that's something we may never know because it sounds like there's a non-disclosure agreement. Both sides have agreed not to disparage each other. What we do know is that the Public Defender's Office reviewed 500 cases where their clients were prosecuted by Sellium and said they found no motivation of prejudice in those prosecutions. However, it may be coincidental, but San Bernardino County has a new district attorney, Jason Anderson, and he said the type of prejudice and bias that were expressed in these social media posts will not be tolerated in his office, and they have no place in San Bernardino County DA's office.
Okay, so after all of this, he months later was allowed to resign, and now there may be these agreements between him and the county. Anything else that we need to know about?
Well, he will continue to be paid through April 26 because of accrued leave time that he has. His annual pay was $155,000 a year. And as I said, he's been on paid leave, so he's been collecting his salary since this happened.
Well, at least in this case, that's the definition of accountability for San Bernardino County. Next, Riverside County has a new sheriff, two new supervisors, and a new Board of Supervisors chair.
Right. Chad Bianco was sworn in this week as the new Riverside County Sheriff. His predecessor, Stan Sniff, was unseated after 11 years, had been in kind of a bitter battle with the Board of Supervisors over funding for his office. Sniff said there was not enough, even though every other department countywide had been having to cut back, make budget cuts. Now, Bianco has promised to increase patrol staffing with current funding. He's promised he's not going to come to the Board of Supervisors for more money. And he says it's a new day in the Sheriff's Department. He's going to, he said, make a 180-degree change of direction and change the culture of the department from the top down. He said it's a profession of service, kind of refreshing.
And two new supervisors.
Karen Spiegel and Jeff Hewitt were also sworn in. Karen Spiegel is the first woman to serve on the board in 24 years. In fact, it had been quite a white male bastion for quite a while until Chuck Washington was appointed by Governor Jerry Brown in 2015 to replace Supervisor Jeff Stone, who was elected to the state Senate. He became the first African American to serve on the Board of Supervisors. And then in 2017, Governor Brown appointed Manuel Perez to serve the remainder of John Benoit's term after Benoit passed away, becoming the first Latino to serve. And so now we're looking at a much more diverse Board of Supervisors. And for the first time, Kevin Jeffries, a former state legislator, will serve as chairman. He was elected by his peers as chairman.
Kevin Jeffries hasn't been there that long. This is the turnover on the Riverside County Board of Supervisors. I remember when Kevin Jeffries was first elected, and now he's senior and the chair.
Right. He's the longest serving supervisor now on the board, with only 6 years under his belt there. And it's going to be interesting because Jeffries has kind of been the voice of dissent on that board over these recent years, voting against the majority in matters like extending the consulting contract of KPMG for $20 million. He voted against that. He voted against imposing contract terms on the employees' union. And so now he's in charge, but he's got a whole new board serving with him. So it's going to be interesting to see how the new alliances are carved out. Jeffries is a Republican. He served as a Republican member of the state assembly. Perez was a Democratic state assemblyman. But Jeffries says the two of them here on the local level have worked together on a lot of issues. It's quite a difference between legislating on a partisan basis in Sacramento on statewide issues and getting together and working on local issues on a nonpartisan basis.
So we will be looking for a change in direction in Riverside County.
Yes.
And finally, the city of San Bernardino's special election is going to be held to fill a vacancy on the council. Let's catch up on that.
John Valdivia had been a council member. When he was elected mayor, his seat became vacant. The council just voted to hold a special election rather than appointing, you know, as many, many councils and boards of supervisors appoint to a vacancy.
At that, the appointment of a vacancy seems to have gotten the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors in a bit of trouble. So maybe this was a safe move on their part?
Also, it respects the voters. Now, this will be a by-mail only election, so that cuts the cost a little bit, but there's always a higher cost to hold a special election rather than simply appoint.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.